citizens executed in San Juan. And the reason they're getting executed is now, when the people that live in these zones, when they go into the cities to do any kind of business or that they have to, whether it's go to a doctor or take some of their produce in to sell, when they come back from the cities, the guerrillas that still live in the zones assume that they went into the police station and gave information about the guerrillas in order to get money because the economy is just collapsing, and they're executing the people that, as they come back. So I never understood these things, of course, before I got down there this time, but I did understand that we, having meetings in Barranquilla, you would normally, without this situation, expect those 100 people from San Juan to make the journey into the weekend meetings in Barranquilla and join us. And what I found out while I was down there is that some of the leaders of this group of Adventists in this area went to the guerrillas, because by and large they knew who some, if not all, the guerrillas are that are living there. And they went to the guerrillas and say, you know, told them, we have some meetings in Barranquilla, the city that we want to go to this weekend, but we have nothing to do with the political argument here in Colombia. We're going to hear the word of the Lord, and we want you to know that because we don't want to be executed when we get home. And so, of course, with those circumstances, you don't figure that many people will make the trip into Barranquilla for the weekend meetings. But when I found out how many of those people did make it, I was amazed, because they all came. They all came to meetings. Monday was a holiday down there that lasted from Friday through Monday, and they knew that Tuesday, which was yesterday, they were going to go home, and they had a large likelihood that the guerrillas were going to execute them when they got home. And it's hard to fathom that kind of hunger and consecration for the Lord's truth and His service. So it was kind of a solemn testimony about what's going on down there, and we need to take advantage of the ease that we have in this country today, in the United States, to do the work that we need to be doing, because we're going to be in a worse type of crisis here in the very near future. So the place that we're at in this presentation is, we went through verse 45 in our last presentation, a nice quick overview, and we want to take a different perspective on Daniel's last vision, chapter 10 through 12.